Here at the Mawasi camp, a safe zone that houses tens of thousands of tents for displaced Palestinians, Abdul Qadir Shurab is inspecting the damage to his niece's tent. It was hit by an Israeli airstrike last night, killing his two nieces and their mother, his sister-in-law. Shurab tells Pacifica his sister-in-law's name was Isra and his two nieces, Wafa was 5 years old and Sham was one. The Israeli airstrike on street number 5 claimed the lives of 23 displaced residents. Almost half of them were children and women. Shurab was carrying the kindergartner's bag. He buried them earlier today.
They visited us the day before and they took a few things to use in their tent. I just visited them 2 weeks ago and I never imagined they would be killed this way. I have never doubted that this is an unsafe place. I can only say that God will take care of those who caused them to die.
Shurab is also displaced, living just a 10-minute walk away from his nieces when they were hit by an Israeli warplane's 2 rockets. The strike at Mawasi set several large tents on fire, including several that are made up of metal sheets. The bomb also exploded cooking gas canisters. The area now is full of charred furniture frames and destroyed tents. Muhammad Abu Shahla is a displaced resident from eastern Khan Yunis city and lives in one of the nearby tents.
When the strike occurred, the evening prayer was due, and by then I was sitting with my aunt. I went to pray. While I was kneeling on the ground, the strike occurred, and I felt the pressure of a missile and a piece of wood hit my back. When I was able to stand on my feet, I saw burnt bodies torn apart and the bodies of a mother and her 2 daughters.
In reference to the strike, the Israeli army says it identified a number of Hamas terrorists in the same location and that some weapons were being stored there. Hamas did not respond to the Israeli army's allegations. Shurab says there were no weapons in his family's tent. About 500 feet away, Israeli warplanes also dropped a bomb in the middle of other shelter tents. The bomb killed one man, left a large hole in the ground, and destroyed nearby tents, burning them and tearing them apart. Wadad Alastair is a mother of 4 children. Wadad's tent and everything in it was burned and destroyed. Wadad says that about half an hour before the bombardment took place, the neighbors were warned of the attack through phone calls by the Israeli army.
The drone buzzed so loud above our heads. By then, I had to hurry away with my children. I was unable to take some luggage, money, and my own jewelry with us. I took my children and ran. I was not aware that there was an evacuation order for the area. As soon as I rushed away with my children, the bomb fell down.
Today, another Israeli army airstrike hit a family home in the Beit Lahia town in northern Gaza Strip, killing several Palestinians. Also in the north, the director of Kamal Adwan Hospital says a 16-year-old boy in a wheelchair was killed and several other people, including medics, were wounded by Israeli drone fire against the medical facility. Israel has previously claimed it targets Hamas militants. This comes against the backdrop of mediated ceasefire talks between Israel and Hamas, brokered by Egypt and Qatar, giving some hope the war and its destruction of innocent lives in Gaza will end. For Pacifica Radio, KPFA, I am Rami Al-Mighari in Gaza.